Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill is here with Sport. Des, you have your blue Gansey on. Are you ready for the final?
Yeah, I am ready. I'm really looking forward to it. And the whole Dublin-Kerry rivalry, it's the biggest rivalry in Gaelic games. And it's probably the most fun rivalry as well, because they enjoy slagging each other.
And I'm sure it's great crack.
Yeah, it is great crack. That's why up for the match tomorrow has that added element of the rivalry. Anyway, Dublin's Paul Flynn has been previewing the championship for us on this programme all through the summer. We've heard from the Kerry view. He's obviously got the Dublin view, having won 6 All-Irelands with them, and he's got some of his old teammates playing. So he's going to join us in a moment to tell us how he thinks that game will go. But I'm going to bring you the rest of the sports news first, including big team news from Kerry. They've named their team to play Dublin on Sunday, and Stephen O'Brien starts. He had a big impact as a sub in the semi-final against Derry, and he comes into the half-forward line in place of Adrian Spillan, who's on the bench. To last night's European soccer now, and in the Europa Conference League, mixed results for the Irish team. Shamrock Rovers had a heavy 4-0 defeat in Budapest to Ferencváros, and puts them in real trouble now, and they're without a win in their last 6 competitive games. Derry City, though, had a great victory against the team who are top of the league in Finland, Coops. Derry won a 2-1 coming from a goal down. Will Patching and Keane Cavanagh got the goals, which give them an advantage going into the second leg. But Dundalk have it all to do to keep their European hopes alive. They lost 3-1 in Iceland to Akure, and it means that although they had a brief equaliser from Daniel Kelly, defensive errors have put them in a tricky position. Now, because of that European action, only 3 games in the Premier Division this evening. Bohemians are at home to UCD. It's Cork City against Shelburne, Drogheda versus Sligo. At the Women's World Cup overnight, Argentina came from 2 goals down to draw 2-2 with South Africa. And in hockey, there's a big game for the Irish men's team, who take on Scotland in the Euro Championship semi-final at the Sport Ireland campus in Aberystwyth. It starts at 5 o'clock. Victory for Ireland would mean they will progress to the Olympic qualifiers. In golf, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow have made a steady start to the Evian Championship in France, the year's 4th major. Stephanie Meadow is 2 under, Leona Maguire 1 under, the leader South Africa's Paula Rato 4 ahead of them. Padraig Harrington, meanwhile, disappointed with his opening round of the British Senior Championship at Royal Porthcawl. 4 over par round of 75. He's 9 shots behind the leader, Miguel Angel Jimenez. And in cricket, England face a bit of a battle to level the Ashes series against Australia. Australia put England into bat, and England were dismissed for 283. Australia are 61 for 1, 222 behind. And we've 2 race meetings this evening at Cork and Dunroyal. And so today, football final. Paul Flynn is with us. Paul, you still have some of your old teammates playing. Does that impact you when you're watching still?
To a certain degree it does, Des, yes. Obviously Jamesy, Stephen Cluxton and Mick Fitzsimons all gone for 9 All-Ireland medals. No other footballer has been able to achieve that, so that's quite significant, obviously. And you know, if they were to walk up the steps on Sunday, there would be a certain level of emotion that I'd feel playing with them right through from the start of my career. So so that's going to be a really interesting probably part of it this weekend.
It's something to keep going at that level for so long, isn't it?
It's ridiculous, really, like, you know, the intensity, the commitment both on and off the pitch, but to keep your body in physical shape to be able to perform, and not just perform to the highest standards. These guys have been doing so well this year, and I think it's just incredible to see it. I know I feel my own body and the impact the career has had on us, and yet they're still doing it, they're still going to the well and still performing. So that adds a bit of excitement to the game for sure this weekend, because we know how Kerry they enjoy to celebrate their own legacy as a proud county, but for Dublin to be able to kind of overcome them, to be the only players to have 9 All-Irelands, is significant for sure. And I don't think it'll play on the players' mind now going into the game. I think maybe when they get a bit of perspective like I have now after being away from the game, you might enjoy that a bit more.
What about the significance of Kerry's win last year?
I think it's huge. I think if you look back to 2009, it was the start of the Earwigs game where Kerry hammered Dublin, and from then Dublin have all had all the significant wins: 2011, 2013, 2015 final, and 19. But for them to come over that game last year in the manner that they did, with a huge free kick from Sean O'Shea, and you could see the elation in them. You could see that it was a big, I suppose, milestone for them to reach. And we were the same whenever we beat Tyrone back in 2010 and 2011. They were the benchmark team. And then when you overcome them, it gives you great confidence. But it comes with a caveat. There's a bit of an asterisk beside it because it was a watered-down version of the Dublin team. Like this weekend, we're going to see the real Dublin team with Cluxton, Jack McCaffrey and Paul Mannion back. So they are, Kerry will know that they're going to be facing a different animal this season rather than last.
You were saying to me coming in, this game could be overanalyzed as well. So many elements to it.
I probably overanalyzed it myself this week, to be honest with you. You know, thinking about it, talking about it. And these games take on a life of their own. You know, when you have two teams that are so evenly matched, it's just a case of big plays, big moments, big players stepping up. Okay, you can look at the kickouts. You can look at, you know, what their attacking patterns are, who's going to get the sweeper in defence. But both teams will broadly mirror one another. They'll have similar tactics that they're going to deploy. It's about who can deploy them better on the day. But when you're down the straight, when you're down the stretch, the last 10 minutes, last 5 minutes, who's going to step up and go win the game? And that's going to be the question. And I think that's where Dublin's bench is that bit stronger. You know, I think that'll play into their hands. It's going to be interesting to see how they line out from the start. We see Stephen O'Brien is starting for Kerry. That brings a certain intent from them that they're going to go at it from the start. He's a very direct player. And the question now is, will Dublin star Kieran Kilkenny, who's been making a serious impact off the bench, but he won't want to play there? And I'd say Kerry would prefer if he's on the bench, you know, but I think the impact that he's been having, you know, it's going to be a big call for Desi.
David Clifford obviously is the name on which so many Kerry hopes are pinned.
Yeah, look, he's an unbelievable player. I don't think anybody, you know, can say enough about him. Like, he's that good. But, like, I think Dublin have to just focus on Dublin. I don't think they can get too consumed by one player because it can just derail you. It can mess up your whole tactics. And they have to have confidence in the defenders that are there. They have to have confidence in the team defence that they can create a sweeper and try to nullify the impact. And, you know, there is a certain element of it that it's damage limitations. He's going to kick points. You know, it doesn't matter how many. And are they going to be the big points to win the game or not?
And midfield battle.
Big for me. I think that when you look at Kerry, they've been getting a lot of scores direct from their kickouts. 43% of all their scores have come from kickouts, but they've been going for long kickouts as well, not just short kickouts and working the ball up. And Dublin have been so aggressive on the opposition kickout. So that's going to be a key battle because Dublin have a phenomenal midfield area, stronger in my opinion. And if Kerry go for that risky longer kickout and Dublin get on top there, they can get punished because you can't get your defensive structure set up when you lose your opposition kickout. And that's the risk that you take when you go long. But all Ireland finals, you have to take risks. You can't just be safe because you'll get picked off. So I think they're going to have to stick with that game plan, but it's just going to be interesting to see who wins that battle.
Okay, and finally a verdict.
I think Dublin are going to win by the single score.
All right, well,
we're analysing. I just wish people could see your face, just the passion there. Yeah. It's nearly as good as the game.
Yeah, well, Paul will be with me on Sunday Sports as well with Gooch, so Kerry will be able to talk back. There'll be Colin Cooper will be well able to answer, and David Tubby. That's on Sunday afternoon. Anyway, Paul, thanks a million. All Ireland final Sunday afternoon.